to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, is here with us yet for another romp through the wonders of News Talk Radio for the week ending the 31st of May. So the chart for this week, the stories and the people, cover Monday through Friday, May 27th to the 31st. So let's get at them. Michael wants to go through the hot hits first, and then we'll go through the people list, and we'll find out what else is going on that we ought to be paying attention to here as far as News Talk Radio is concerned. Michael?
All right, Doug, here are the big stories of the week. At number 10, we have sports. We have the NBA and the NHL playoffs, and we have Major League Baseball action. Syria tensions at number 9. Radical Islamist attacks at number 8. Number 7, the aftermath of the Oklahoma tornado. At number 6, people talking about the Memorial Day holiday. At number 5, the Benghazi attack investigation. At number 4, the Chinese hack U.S. weapons systems. At number 3, disability claims swell. At number 2, the IRS targets conservative nonprofits. That's a big story on talk radio. And number 1, the Department of Justice investigates journalists. So those scandals, if you will, are still the most talked about stories. On the people survey, we have Daryl Issa at 10, Lois Lerner at 9, Bashar al-Assad at 8, Xi Jinping at 7, John Boehner at 6, number 5 is Nancy Pelosi, number 4 is Hillary Clinton, number 3 is James Rosen, Eric Holder is number 2, and Barack Obama is number 1. There you have it.
All right. Now, there are a couple of things that are important for us to note in our time together this week. One of them, as far as the talk radio and media industry news, is the Thursday meeting in New York City that you're sponsoring. Talkers.com presents a full day of activities, the awards, presentations, discussions of what's going on. A lot of people from the industry getting together. We have actually a pretty interesting when I kind of like this venue, but I also am interested in things as they change from year to year. You actually do two of these a year, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. So how is this one different? And people who are listening and interested, they can go to various places to either listen to the audio, because you got a new sort of
talker's
radio.
We're going to broadcast the whole thing live. It's going to be raw live broadcast. It's not going to have a lot of commentary. There's not going to be like a host or anything. It's just going to be live at a new radio station that we're debuting on the website of talkers.com called Talkers Radio. Mm-hmm. So and we'll be broadcasting the entire event on Thursday. So if folks want to hear something unusual, they certainly can. Behind the scenes talk between hosts, unfiltered, unedited, live and raw. It'll be there at talkers.com on Talkers Radio.
All right, Talkers Radio at talkers.com on Thursday of this coming week. One of the things that happened this past week that is worthy of note, mostly because of his impact on you and me and many other people who were performers in the business and people who listened to the radio, especially on the East Coast, Philadelphia, New York, Boston. But the last 15 years or so of Gene Byrne's career, he spent in San Francisco on KGO and kept his standards high. The reason that he was as successful as he was is because he was good. And he was also a good guy.
Yeah, he was good. I think you said that. The reason he was successful was he was good.
He was.
It wasn't because he was sensational. It wasn't because he was a scandalmonger or that he was in the news a lot. It wasn't because he said anything controversial. It wasn't even that he wielded a lot of power or influence. He was just good.
Yeah.
And that's not bad, huh?
No, it's good.
Yeah.
He had a
what
great...
was good about him? He was articulate.
Yep.
He spoke beautifully. He had a lovely voice.
Yep.
He fought his arguments out. He was political, and he leaned conservative, but he wasn't partisan, and he was unpredictable in terms of he didn't do the cookie-cutter talking point type of show, but rather every issue he dealt with was you know, handcrafted, if you will, or braincrafted, if you will, specifically from his perspective, with his academic knowledge and his gentlemanly spirit. It was very, very good radio.
He was on WRKO in Boston when I first met him. He was on middays before Jerry Williams. And I will tell you, the lineup at that radio station, they included those two guys, made it in many people's minds the number one conversation, issue-oriented conversation station in the country. And it was for many years because of those two guys.
And yeah, if radio were, you know, like sports, that would have been a Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
That would have been a World Series team,
yeah,
you know, like they have in sports with a mighty lineup. The WRKO lineup of the late 80s, early 90s,
mm-hmm,
and the relationship that that local live radio station had with the population in eastern Massachusetts, its effect on public policy, it's setting the standard for the kind of radio that marked the ascent of the modern era of talk radio that we're still in, was profound. It was a great radio station.
The two of them were characters, and they liked each other, even though they were completely different in style. Jerry Williams,
yes,
just made a lot of noise.
Well, Jerry Williams was a populist.
Yeah,
Jerry Williams,
he was.
Jerry Williams was an iconic, idiosyncratic, kind of a wild guy.
Yeah.
Was fun to listen to.
And in person, he was the thing about these two guys, and what needs to be underscored here, I think, Michael, and having known them, and you know, knew them both well, and I did, they both were the same off the air as they were on the air. Gene, he was involved and got up to the point of he was president. We had this organization. You were very active in it, and I was, and Gene was, the National Association of Talk Hosts, and Gene became president. And the year as president, he was sick. And the winner of the Freedom of Speech Award that year was Gordon Liddy. Do you remember that down in Houston at the Space Center we had? There's something, there were hundreds.
I'm going to forget that. That was a bloodbath. That was a war. That was a civil war. All I know is that when G. Gordon Liddy got that award,
mm-hmm,
you know, half of the National Association of Radio Talk Show Hosts defected.
Yeah.
It became a real left versus right schism. It became just a terrible, terrible battle.
Yeah.
And of course, the press all around the country were criticizing us for giving this award to supposedly the king of hate radio at that time.
Right.
Bill Clinton called Lydia Hader.
Yeah.
And remember, it was that whole FBI thing. It's a complicated story. It's a chapter of a book someday.
It really
you
is.
Know, it is a whole book.
But
here's the point. Gene Byrne stood steadfast, brave, courageous, unshaking, and stood up to all the heat and the pressure based upon the principles of free speech, the Constitution, and what that award meant.
And you see, that's the problem today. We don't have people standing up for this stuff. That's why the number one story this week in the countdown is about the violation of the things those guys and we all stood for.
Yeah, well, I don't like to say nobody stands up for it because we still stand up
for it.
Well,
but we're getting pushed around more to the point.
But we're giving it to this year. We're giving it to a guy that we're taking heat for giving it to the guy we're giving it to.
Yeah.
We're giving it to Glenn Beck this year. Talk about a polarizing, you know, lightning rod.
Yeah.
Controversy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
All
know?
Right.
And we've named the award now, the Gene Byrne Memorial Award for Freedom of Speech.
Yeah. It really is pretty interesting how this all shakes out. Let me talk to you about something at the FCC involving talk radio in just a moment. Michael Harrison from Talkers.com is here with us on the countdown.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambrin. Ambrin is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambrin is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-516-7171. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-516-7171. That's 1-800-516-7171.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Michael Harrison from Talkers.com is here with us, as he is every week, going through the charts for the week of May 27th to the 31st, talking about other things that are ancillary to the world of News Talk Radio, the Talkers Convention in New York City this week, and the varying things that may come up. I noticed that the chairman of, well, the person who's been appointed and is up for consideration for the chairmanship of the Federal Communications Commission is being pressured by several groups. It's become known late in the week that these groups are trying to get him as a condition of his passage into the role through the various congressional hurdles he has to go through, a promise that he will investigate talk radio because it doesn't represent journalism and isn't really about the news. When I saw that, I thought I was going to throw up, Michael.
Yeah, it's crazy. We should investigate the Cartoon Channel also, because they're not journalism either.
Yeah.
I mean, what is investigate because it's not journalism?
All right, yeah, it's not the real news.
Perverting the First Amendment.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, but you see, that's how far these people have gotten. You know how far. I mean, I got a call from an advertising agency yesterday trying to make sure that my program would not be heard on any station that Rush Limbaugh is on. And if it is, I got to make sure that the commercials that are on my program don't get on a Rush Limbaugh's program on that station.
Yeah, no, it's
that's
a terrible problem right now.
Yeah.
Terrible problem right now, these boycotts and politicizing the advertising end of talk radio because of the vicious political battle that goes on in this country between the left and the right.
Yeah. It is vicious, and it doesn't get you anywhere. And maybe
no,
that's
it doesn't.
It really doesn't. All right, Michael, look forward to the Thursday coverage. Talkers.com, all day radio. Look for the radio channel at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com, here with his review of things going on in the world of News Talk Radio on The Countdown.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Michael Levine is the founder of the Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills. The number one issue, Michael, this week on the Talkers chart has to do with the Department of Justice and Eric Holder and his imbecilic presentation. I read it very quickly and easily as the incompetence of academia, people who are theorists that haven't practiced. And so how does he give up? He seems to not be clued in anyway to what the pulse of the country is toward him. But what is the guy, or maybe more importantly, the institution is more important than he is. Who cares about him? The Department of Justice is under scrutiny right now for being heavy-handed, shall we say.
Well, I just want to acknowledge that, you know, as a media expert, I agree with you. I think that the time for him to go is long past. And if you then pushed at me, if we were sitting at a restaurant table at lunch and you were saying, Michael, why? Tell me why. I'd say, you know, Doug, one thing I can just say about the guy is I just don't like his style. Mm-hmm. I just don't like his style, his energy, his presentation. He seems to, there's an arrogance to him that I just don't care for. And so if I were having the opportunity to speak to President Obama, I'd say, brother, he's got to go. He's got to go. He wasn't great in the first term, significantly not great, and he's got to go now, in my opinion. So I don't think there's much to do to save him except reassign him to the private sector.
Well, and under the circumstances, what about the Department of Justice, though? What is it all so predicated on who's at top? I mean, if you look at...
Yes, of course. Who's their symbol? Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, who is their brand? Who is their name and face? If you own Calvin Klein underwear, Calvin Klein's your brand. So yeah. This guy, who, frankly, I don't care for at all, and seems to be feel like he's above... He just has an arrogance to him that I don't care for. So anyway, be that as it may, I think he would be well. He would serve the administration well by returning to the private sector.
I guess I think of the Department of Justice and the Treasury Department, the IRS scandal. When you take these people like this Lois Lerner, name sounds like she should be in a Superman movie.
She really does.
Yeah. When you take her out, it's the image of the IRS, which has always been bad. And is there a way, I mean, you didn't really give us something to think about when it comes to the Department of Justice. How do you reinvigorate their image? After all, the public's paying for this.
My principal recommendation on the Department of Justice is they've got to change that lead brand or lead spokesperson, in my opinion. Obama's got to recognize that now Holder is significantly more of a liability than an asset. And, you know, I think that many Americans have a sense about Mr. Holder, that if he weren't black, if he weren't African-American, he wouldn't be there. He would have been thrown out of there.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether that's true or not, that's
I think it is, and that's the cold, hard truth of it.
Yeah, that's
anybody
the
who
cold,
yells
hard
about
truth.
It, you're a racist! You know, that nonsense doesn't play anymore.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of Americans who would privately say, if this guy were white, he would have been gone in 15 minutes on Aloha on a steel guitar. So that's what a lot of Americans feel. I can't tell you, I can't prove that's true, but I can tell you that a lot of Americans believe it, and I think with some justification.
Well,
now, as it relates to IRS, how do you repair the image of any unpopular organization? You do what the president of Domino's Pizza said today on national television. As a brand, if you want to recreate it, you got to listen to your customers. You've got to really make an effort to try to be more customer-friendly. And that's a challenge to the IRS. I acknowledge that. But it's you've got to address it like a private sector issue, which is listen to your customers.
Well, that's something that they've always had a hard time doing because they don't get who the customers are, the people that pay the bill. The public is fed up with all of this stuff, and it's about time, frankly. Michael Levine, the founder of Levine Communication Office, also of LBNEalert.com. Find out about...
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at AtlasSurvivalShelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, May 31st. So the last week of the month of May is the focus on our countdown this week. A lot of scandals on the countdown. Let's start with number one, Eric Holder and the Department of Justice. Here's host Tony Cruz talking to analyst Dottie Lynch from CBS about the possibility that this scandal will be the last straw in many for this attorney general.
This is becoming a really, really big deal, at least for the journalists in America, apparently.
Well, yeah, the case that is particularly in question is the Fox News reporter who broke a story about potential terrorist. And
James Rosen, yes.
Jim Rosen.
Yeah.
And they did comb his personal emails. They followed him at the State Department. They really went after him, and then there was no prosecution. So the issue at hand is when Eric Holder was up there on the Hill, he said he wasn't involved in any potential prosecution. And the Republicans say that was only part of the story, that, yeah, there was no prosecution in the end of Rosen, so he wasn't. But he was implying that he wasn't involved in any of the investigation, and they say that's actually not true.
Yeah, transcripts apparently point out that, indeed, the Attorney General was present during meetings and discussions over Jim Rosen and what he knew and when he knew it. And this specifically, that what I have from CBS is the North Korea, that the White House would respond to sanctions against North Korea, and North Korea would respond with more nuclear tests, kind of thing, which I don't know how that really is such a hot topic of classified information. After all, this is the White House has been accused of a lot of issues when leaking information, specifically with SEAL Team 6. And some say some of the members could have died because of what the White House leaked as far as who was involved in, and at least the team that was involved back a couple of years ago in Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, whatever it was that Rosen said, clearly the FBI and people at Justice felt it went over the line in terms of classified information at the time. So that did lead to this really heavy-handed scrutiny of him and his emails and his actions, which is, you know, one of those things that a lot of the news organizations are concerned about, not just Fox News.
Here are hosts John McCure and Eric Bilstad talking to Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin about why the congressman thinks it's time for Eric Holder to hit the road.
The attorney general comes before your committee, and he testifies, and now it appears that either he's ignorant or wasn't being completely truthful with your committee. Tell us your take.
Well, he appeared before the committee a couple of weeks ago. This was after the story of the subpoenas directed at the Associated Press, but before the story about the search warrant, the criminal search warrant that was directed at Fox News reporter James Rosen. Holder said this: with regard to potential prosecution of the press for the disclosure of material, that is not something that I have ever been involved in, heard of, or would think would be a wise policy, unquote. Well, it happened that the search warrant application has to be filed under oath with a court. And in the affidavit of support of the search warrant, an FBI agent said there is probable cause to believe that the reporter, Rosen in this case, has committed a violation of the Espionage Act, at the very least, either as an aider, abettor, and our co-conspirator of Mr. Kemp. Now, this means that the Justice Department's application for the search warrant said that there was probable cause to believe that the reporter committed a violation of the Espionage Act.
Mm-hmm.
And Holder said that he had signed off on this, contrary to what he said in his sworn testimony before the Judiciary Committee. And I point out that the question that provoked Mr. Holder's response came from Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson of Georgia. It was not the Republicans going after him with a vengeance. Now, you know, all of that being said, if Holder did sign off on this, he lied to the committee or at least misled them. If he didn't sign off on it and didn't know anything about it, he doesn't know what's going on in his department. Either way, he ought to resign. The Congress and the American people, I think, have kind of had it with this obfuscation. He's lost our trust, and the president should move on and name somebody else to be the attorney general.
Congressman, is this a man that appears to be out of control, or is this an agency that's out of touch?
Well, I say it's an agency that's out of touch, but during my questioning of Holder at the hearing 2 weeks ago, after he said, I don't know, several times, when I asked him what was going on relative to the AP thing, I told him he ought to go out to the Harry Truman Library and take a picture of the sign that President Truman had on his desk that said, the buck stops here. He's the agency head. He was appointed by the president to run the agency, and he ought to know what's going on. And if he's violating the law, he shouldn't be parsing it or having his spokespeople parse it. He should fess up, admit that he made a mistake, and suffer the consequences.
Up next, we move to other scandals, including the latest on the investigation into the Internal Revenue Service. That'll be up next here when our talk radio roundup continues.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Former President Bill Clinton wrote his book, Giving, as an inspiring look at how each of us can change the world. We spoke with him about his own experiences and those of other givers, which represent a global rush of non-governmental, non-profit humanitarian activity.
I met Bono and The Edge and the other guys in U2 in Chicago in 1992. I was campaigning for president. We were staying in the same hotel. We had a chance to meet. When I went to Ireland, Bono supported what I was doing in the Irish peace process. So I was there in December of 95, and we had 100,000 people on the street in Dublin. And Bono and The Edge came, and he gave me an autographed, a signed copy of poems by William Butler Yeats, the great, most of us think, the greatest Irish poet. In my second term, we worked very hard on debt relief for the poorest countries. Bono came in and actually personally persuaded Jesse Helms, the very conservative Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, to support our initiative for debt relief for poor countries. And we helped millions and millions of people through this to get jobs, to go to school, to get health care. Then after I left office, he continued to work on AIDS, and I stood up my AIDS project around the world, so we worked on that together, and we've just been very good friends. I just came back from Dublin, actually, where I stayed in a hotel that he owns part of, and I had dinner with Bono, The Edge, Ronnie Wood of the Rolling Stones, and the Nobel Prize-winning poet, Seamus Heaney. It was fascinating talking to them.
That's former President Bill Clinton on his book, Giving. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Doug Steffen here on the Countdown another week. Lots of stories, interesting coverage on News Talk radio stations that we monitor along with talkers.com all around the country. Here's host Mike Rosen with attorney David French. They talk about the growing number of groups that French is representing that have filed lawsuits against the Internal Revenue Service. Can you imagine how much money it's costing you as the taxpayer for all of this?
Tell us about the organizations that now are under your umbrella of legal reaction.
Well, we've got 25 groups from multiple states, from coast to coast, and they all have had this common experience with the IRS where they filed an application for tax-exempt status. Most of them C-4, some of them C-3s. The IRS waited for months and months and months, sometimes well over a year to get back to them. And then when it did, it got back to them with these incredibly intrusive, unconstitutional questions to be answered under penalty of perjury if they wanted to get their tax exemption. So it really is our suit represents sort of the large-scale, nationwide experience of this IRS harassment. And what was particularly pernicious about it is not only the questioning, but also the timing. This all occurred in swing states up to the 2012 election. And so these 501c4s who do have the ability to participate in politics, so long as it is not, you know, of course, the majority of what they do, they were locked, many of them locked out. Some of them lost grants. Some of them lost the ability to effectively organize. It was a true campaign of partisan advantage conducted by the IRS against the Obama administration's enemies.
Now, C3 groups, if you make a contribution to a C3 group, you can take that as a tax-deductible contribution. C3
right.
groups are restricted more in what they can do. C4
yes.
groups do not provide for their donors any tax-deductible benefits. Their own operations are tax-exempt, not that these groups generally tend to produce income that would be taxable anyway, but one of the things a C4 group can do under the law is not divulge the name of their donors, correct?
Right. That's right. And truth be told, that's one of the things that the far left hates the most about 501c4s. I mean, if you've been paying attention, and if listeners have been paying attention to some of the really ominous trends in our civil discourse lately, what you'll see is a habit and a tendency on the left to want to find out who is funding, who is speaking, and then name them and shame them in public. I mean, one of the really dark sides of the whole battle over the Proposition 8 in California was how people who supported Proposition 8 were, quote-unquote, outed and many times forced out of jobs, subject to threats of reprisals, economic reprisals. So there is a campaign of intimidation that is often ongoing against people who are against conservative donors. And the 501c4 was one way to preserve a great tradition in our country of anonymous speech. Imagine that. That was one of the things that helped drive the American Revolution, was anonymous speech. Yet the left hates that because it wants to name and shame and punish those who disagree.
Here's radio host Dom Giordano talking to Rick Santelli from CNBC about the IRS targeting specifically the 501c4 Tea Party groups.
Now we see the IRS playing out with the Tea Party. It tells us how fearful they were of the Tea Party, a movement that, let's face it, I know you're humble about this, but you had a hand by that phraseology and whatever. When people started churning that summer, it really played out. So what are your thoughts about what we now know?
I think it's reprehensible, and it's obviously been more of an issue with the conservatives. I understand that. But the issue generically is a scary issue. We, you know, this is a government that we're supposed to have of the people, by the people, and for the people. And there's so much control in our lives, whether it's the size of the drinks that we should be allowed mm-hmm. to be served in a restaurant, or some of the behavior of issues such as what's taught in school, what civic topics aren't taught in school anymore. So there's so much control in our lives, but there's always been a way for the public to put forth what it wants from its government. When we see issues like the IRS story, what it really shows us is that it isn't the type of government by the people, for the people, of the people that it should be, and we need to do something to change it. And I think it really scares me, to be quite frank, and you could substitute any group. I guess what really bothers me most is that certainly the Republican Party and the independents have been more vocal about the story, but it doesn't make sense. And believe me, I don't want to use one brush to paint
sure.
all politicians. Democrats have spoken out as well, but it really isn't an issue only of the Tea Party and the conservatives. This is the chapter of the book we're in now. But any government that tries to put its ideologies ahead of the population is exactly backwards, and we need to do something about it. I don't think we can stress this issue more. And in the context of how the IRS may play a very large role in the health care that's coming, referred to as Obamacare, to me, that is the story of the day. No apology is going to – listen, any of us who have – kids understand that trust develops over time. We all have kids that have, you know, life is a learning experience. They do things that we try to teach them aren't necessarily the right things. But when there's a transgression, it's not the next day that we look at them and have full trust. They have to earn it.
Exactly.
The IRS is never going to earn my trust in time for their active role coming up supposedly in 2014 for healthcare.
As a countdown extra, here's a brewing scandal from the Boston bombing investigation. Host Bud Hettinger talks about an FBI agent shooting and killing a suspect who had links to the Boston bomber. Now it turns out suspect was unarmed.
So it was on May 22nd. We had an FBI agent in Orlando questioning Ibrahim Todashev about his relationship with one of the Boston Marathon bombing suspects. And they're conducting this long interview in a condo here in town. And the FBI agent wound up shooting him and killing him during the interview. He claimed that at one point, they had him apparently about ready to sign a confession to a connection to a triple murder that one of the Boston bombers has been implicated in from a couple of years ago. And only sitting there at the table, across the table from the FBI agent, as the story initially came down, and he's about to sign the confession, and all of a sudden, he lunges across the table at the agent, pushing the table into the agent, coming at him with a knife. Later reports said it was a samurai sword. And the agent, in self-defense, fired and killed Todashev. And that seemed to be the story. Now, law enforcement officials are telling the Washington Post and ABC News that Todashev was not armed when that confrontation happened. No one is denying that he lunged at the agent. You know, and if I'm an FBI agent and I'm interviewing a young Muslim suspected of terrorist connections, I got to tell you, I empty my gun on the guy. They now say he may have shot him 7 times. I mean, you don't know. I mean, what's the guy going to, in the middle of an interview, suddenly lunges at you in a scenario like that? You don't know, but what, he doesn't have some kind of a suicide bomb on him that's going to take you out too. I think in the heat of the moment, I shoot whether the guy's armed or not. But it's disturbing to think that the word that came down was that this was a guy with a knife of some kind. And now there are reports that there was no weapon.
Up next, we check with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney for the Countdown Show, about some of the legal implications and some of the top 10 this week. Stand by for that here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Joining us now is attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman. He's here on the Countdown with us every weekend in order to have us understand some of the items in the talker's charts for this past week that have legal implications. And certainly the number one item on the chart this week, with the investigation of journalists, Department of Justice under scrutiny, there's nothing about this that's good for Holder. He looks like, sounds like, comes across as the nincompoop that I think he is.
You can only get so far with, well, I really wasn't aware of it, or right, we didn't know this was happening. And so it appears that his abilities as an administrator are not terribly not terribly good. But there are much deeper questions to this, because, frankly, we do need some better legislation. Reporters do need to be able to be protected. Thomas Jefferson even go that far back, saying he would rather have a free press than a free government, because we do need the media to be able to have the freedom to expose things as far as what the government is doing. On the other hand, particularly these days where the media can be so pervasive, national security can be at risk, and there have to be some exceptions where the government can indeed get at records and information of reporters. But we need a real policy that has been developed within the legislature and with the courts having input, so that this is not something that can be readily abused. So I guess I'm kind of glad this is coming to a head, but unfortunately, as you say, once again, it appears that Attorney General Holder may just not be up to the job.
I was talking at one point this past week about how you add value, how you yourself as an employee bring value to an organization or a company. And in this case, most of these people are liabilities, and you'd think at this point with all of these scandals that there would be a move. Somebody who's got common sense is going to say, we better clean these people out. But because they're so arrogant and they don't care, they're not going to run again. So what difference does it make? Who cares? Basically is the message, it seems, anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not a, this is not an old thing. And what's kind of interesting, and you mentioned the professorials and the educators involved, and I suppose this is self-criticism here because I am also a professor. But, you know, the term best and the brightest was coined back when John Kennedy put his cabinet together and had a lot of Ivy League educators in there, and that trend has continued, and these educators have gotten us into one problem after another. And like you say, the value that you bring, and I'm not demeaning education and educators, but those are not the same skill sets and evaluative skills that you take to run government. And frankly, they haven't, those people, those best and the brightest, have gotten us into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and that's because they are clueless about managerial. Yeah, we're not saying they're not smart. We're just saying, I mean, you look about the business of excuses, these scandals that seem to be not going away, even though some keep pointing, the folks on the left side of the aisle keep pointing to these studies and say, wow, look at this. Nobody's interested. Why are we talking about it anymore? Hello. Here's my favorite excuse. The president is often in the dark about major events because government is just too vast for anybody to keep up with it. I think that was David Axelrod who came up with that one. At least, again, back to you all look, sound, and express yourself in a foolish way. Is that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that whole issue is, that to me was the, interesting you pointed out, because that to me was the worst and the scariest. That is the deniability thing. We see this not just in government. We saw this in business with Enron. The idea of a manager is when you uncover something, you do kick it major, you kick it upstairs. And so if indeed the president, and I believe the president was not aware of these things till later, there's a real problem in the managerial setup of that administration.
Why wasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, here's the latest on yet another piece of this pie, the what's her name, Lois Lerner, who's now being paid to be on administrative leave. She said she didn't know anything about anything, but yet people have shown up with signed letters to Tea Party groups a year ago from her. And that's just out and out lying, isn't it? Or is taking the fifth. Did she answer any questions?
No, she didn't. She made a statement, and then she indicated that she would not answer any questions, pleading the Fifth Amendment. Some have argued that by making the statement she was testifying, but I don't think that's so. In her defense, what it very well may be is these letters came out with electronic signatures of hers done by underlings who had made the decisions for this, and it may not have, and I think it probably did not come directly from her, but it was probably an electronic signature that someone working under her did.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the legal authority for the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.